Then we're about 5 minutes away from public hearing, so maybe I should ask Tom, and I know we want to do certain of these things to have an order that we should address them in. Do you have a 5-minute proposal that you could go through, Tom? Chad?
Mr. Chairman, this is Tom Kirschman again. We could certainly handle probably fall turkey, because that was one that was proposed last month, and it's just up again. We have no changes, so I think that would go fairly quick. And maybe one other one, the lost license, and that would get us very close, depending if you have any questions.
Yeah, let's do that. Sure, let's do it. So that's 10 and 11 on our agenda, and then we can go to the public hearing. So we'll turn it back to you.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, I'll turn number 10, Fall Turkey, over to Chad Switzer, our program administrator, to cover that one quickly.
Hey, good afternoon, members of the commission. On page, I guess it's 48 in your book, would be the fall turkey hunting season. For those listening, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. The fall turkey season here, as Tom indicated, this would kind of be the second round of this proposal. Season dates for this season would be November 1 through January 31st. I just want to remind the commissioners, this would be a two-year recommendation for the 2020 and 2021 hunting seasons. If we go down to the recommended changes from last year, you will note there just a slight adjustment and a reduction to the number of single-tag licenses and a slight increase in double-tag licenses for our prairie units compared to the previous two seasons. Recommended change number two is to close the prairie units associated with Gregory County, Millett County, and Tripp County. And number three is to establish and open a prairie unit in Bonham County. These recommendations that were adopted by you as a proposal fall within the harvest management strategies found within our wild turkey management plan and our updated unit-specific population objectives. And as Tom indicated, Mr. Chair, we have no recommended changes.
Okay, thank you. So then we can go to number 11, lost license replacement.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Again, Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director. This would be number page 51 in your package, the license forms and fees action sheet. Has to do with replacement of lost or destroyed licenses, permits, game tags. As I described to you last month, this was brought forward by a couple of individuals from the public where they had misplaced, lost their license, and we have a rule in place which requires a $20 administrative fee to replace that license. And then on top of that also, yeah, depending if they're a resident or non-resident, the fee amount of up to $4 or $8 respectively. There's also an agent fee that is applied to this. And when we looked at this, what really was the key example was an individual had a youth hunter for youth deer, which is a $5 permit, and just the frustration of having to pay a $20 administrative fee to replace that $5 license, and then on top of that, still included the administrative fee. When that was brought to our attention and we heard a couple other examples, we went back and looked at this, had further discussions, and hence why we brought the recommendation for a proposal would be to simply remove that $20 administrative fee for those lost or destroyed licenses. Primary reason for bringing this forward is a customer service standpoint. While we do have this occur on an annual basis, it's not to the level that is a huge financial burden on the agency. The agent fee would still apply, $4 for a resident, $8 for a non-resident, as that's determined in state statute. But we would just believe that it is a prudent thing moving forward to eliminate that $20 administrative fee from a customer service standpoint. We have no recommended changes at this point in time, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, and so we would recommend to continue this for the continued public input over the next month with a finalization at your June commission meeting.
Okay, thank you.